It occurred to me to wonder an interesting shaila. Let's say we have in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Yidden, and there's a Pshuta Shel Mikra, and then there are Midrashim that dig more deeply. We've talked before that Pshat is that which is spread out in the open, anybody can see it, anybody can understand it. The drash is something that you have to be doirish, you have to be ma'amik, and it's something that you don't hear in the first moment, but if you are misboinen, it is available to you. Did the Yidden hear the drash when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them? Very, very nageya to the whole Indian of the Meraglim. I always have this enormous question, and it's so difficult to understand why things developed so tragically as they did develop. We know, everybody knows the Rashi in the beginning of Devarim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden, Hashem Elokeinu dibe eleinu b'chorev leimor, rav lochem sheves b'hor hazeh, pnu usu lochem uvoyu haro emari vel kol shechenov, bo arovo b'ho v'ashefelo v'negev v'chof hayom, eretz hakanani v'halvonon at hanar nehagodol nehapros, ראי נוסעתי לפניכם אס האורץ, בואי ורשו אס האורץ, אשר נשבע השם לבוסיכם, לאברום יצחק ליעקב לוסס להם. That's a speech which Moshe Rabbeinu made when it was time to start moving away from Har Sinai. No, so what does it mean? Rashi says, בואי ורשו אס האורץ, זאת רשי, אין מערה בדובר, ואינכם צריכם למלחומה, אילו לא שולחו מרגלם, לא היו צריכם לכלי זיין. That's what it says when it says, בויו ורשו אס האורץ. זאת המערל, like, where does it say that בויו ורשו אס האורץ, where is it implied in that, that they אינכם צריכם לכלי זיין? So he says, because it doesn't have to say boyu urushu esoretz. Let it say urushu esoretz. Go and take it. Ein ma'ar bedover. Here the Ramal. Dem loyken boyu lamoli lichtov. Urushu bilvad. Lichtov urushu bilvad. Ella kishetavoyu tishu miyad beloy ma'ar. So there's a mashmos. Why this extra word boyu? Boyu Urushu Esoretz. Zedman, that the Boyu itself is the equivalent of the Rishu. The coming is what is going to give it to you. Now, is that the Pshuta Shel Mikra? You have to dig a little bit below the surface in order to understand that. See, because the problem is, if the people knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam had promised that Einchem Tzrichem L'Klei Zayin, so then the whole Pasch of the Meraglim is difficult to understand. I mean, the Pasch of the Meraglim is anyway difficult to understand, and you have to dig so deeply to understand the function of the Pasch in Devarim and the Pasch over here in Shlach. So I think in past years we've probably discussed that. The Ramban learns, and there's a Haskoma to that also. I mean, you don't need the Haskoma to the Ramban, but Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, in his Chumash ideas, also talks about this, that Shlach Lecho Anashim, the way we have it over here in Bamidbar, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam Taka made a command. No, the command was Shlach Lecho. The Ramban says, why? Because let it be a mitzvah. What was the sequence of events? The sequence of events was that Vatikru Velai Kulchem Nishlecho Anoshim Lefoneinu V'yachbur Lona Esorets. The people had come, Rashi says, Bravuvia over there. The people had come, it was a populist movement. We've got to send spies, we've got to go into Eretz Yisrael, it's got to be sensible. The Ramban over here says it was sensible Be'etzem. If you're going to have to make a war, you do need to send spies. So the people came and mourned that. And as a result of that, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Shlach Lecho, good, I make a mitzvah. That's what they want. The truth is, you wouldn't have needed. But if that's what they want, Shlach Lecho Anoshim. And Yaakov Kamenetsky is medayik that later on it says, al pi Hashem, that we were shaleach meraglim al pi Hashem. Pi Hashem normally means urim v'tumim. That means Rabbeinu Shem Taka said, listen, if this is the madrega, that's what they should do. That's what's going on over here. The emes is that if we are maimik in these parshias, over here at the beginning of Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is megale, like what happened, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yidden at the time, we see some very interesting things. It seems to me that the whole story of the Meraglim could not really have happened if the Yidden would have heard the Einchem Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin. If they had been told that the whole entry into Eretz Canaan would be at the same level as their life in the Midbar, namely that everything will be Alpines and Einchem Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin, so then, why did they need the Meraglim? Why was that tiny reasonable, like the Ramban says? It was a reasonable tiny. You're going to conquer land, you have to have Meraglim. But it's only reasonable if you approach the issue as having to conquer the land. But if you have a Haftocha under your belt that the Ribbono Shel said, Einchem Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin, so then the whole picture changes. And the whole thing doesn't make sense. So why doesn't somebody say in Parshas Shlach, and why doesn't somebody say over there in Devarim, that the whole thing was based on a mistake? There had already been a promise of Einchem Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin. The telos is, I think that it's poshut, that the whole story of how everything developed means that the Yidden, at the time, they were surface Yidden. They heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said. They didn't hear what was implied in a Yitter Loshen. It's very, very, very interesting. I think that it's Negea over here. I think maybe we've learned this Maral before. It's a Maral in the Gvuras Hashem, where he talks about the Naaroiseo Hoilchois al Sefasa Yo'er, that when the Basparoi went down to the Yo'er to wash, Lichot Sala Yo'er, the Naaroiseo Hoilchois al Yad HaYo'er. So, sagt der Maral, Vuxelem Oi, the Lomo Hutzrich Lemichta von Naaroiseo Hoilchois al Yad HaYo'er, the Mai Nafkemin Obase, who cares? What are we interested in the Nagas for? Lekach amrusho yoholchos lemisa. It means that they were dying. They became dead. Al shemichu bo shelo tikach es hayelet. That's what it says, that they were holchos lemisa. Where do Chazal get such an idea from? Like, where's the justification for saying that? So Maral says, "V'yireshu inyan ze miso el yoino." It didn't mean that they died. It means that something died within them. Ki nistalek mehem koychom umazolam legamra, v'zeu miso el yoino, v'shuv loy micho. What it means is that they lost their power to be moicha, because there was an inner death. They were still walking around physically, but what was really happening was an inner death. כי יש לו דעס, כי כל עניין משה רבינו אולף השולם במה שמיכו בו הכל בכוח עליון שלהם שויונרוס אלו מסנגדם למשה רבינו אולף השולם מכוח מזלום למעלה וכיוון שהמזל העליון נסתלק וזהו מיסו עליונו שוב לא ימיכו על הצולס משה אולף השולם שנסתלק מהם כוחם העליון ומזלום שהויו Mesis Oysom. Azoy sagt der Maral, that's what happened over here. So what's interesting for us over here is the following. Ja, ob Feirus seh, je Turatzlok, mash loy Kosov, Feirus dover seh, bakosov. So you have a kasha, if they were holchos lemisa, so why doesn't it say it in the Pasuk? Kamash Pirus loch hakosov, hatzolos, Moshe Rabbeinu, olav hasholem, havelei lefagash, hanaros, oyo holchos lemisa. Why doesn't it say it Feirus in the Pasuk? Teretz is, shloy hoyo seh neis mefursum. And that's the word that the Maral is saying. Kanireh, that since it didn't happen That means an ordinary person walking by would not have had any idea that these Nagas had suddenly died, that something had snapped within them, and that they didn't have this Koyach Elyon anymore. You don't notice that. So that the Torah tells us b'derech drosha. It's mashma from the Maral that the pshat in the Torah deals with things that are tangible, things that you can see, things that anybody can experience, and the drash is there for people with a very, very good hearing. If you can hear the nuances, you can hear exactly why every word in a Torah, which doesn't waste a single letter, has a mashmos, so then you hear subsurface things. So what was really going on over here? Why is Ein Chuk Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin? What's the idea of that? That they could have walked into Eretz Yisrael without any war? So the pshat is l'chayra, it's poshet. You know, we forget, it's already a long time since Lech Lecha. But was steht in Lech Lecha? Bedoi revi yoshuvu heino, ki lo shilam avoin ho emori ad heino. That Rabban Shem told Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael is yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, but you're not going to get it for another $4. Bedoi revi yoshuvu heino. Why? Because ki lo shilam avoin ho emori. Kum toch ois, that now, B'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the time had come to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, so it was Shilam Avayin HaMayri. So now, why do I have to drive them out? They already have no right to be there anymore. Because it's Shilam Avayinim, it's Nismalis Osam, they've finally done enough Chatoim that Vatoki Horus Esrem, just like the land vomited us out later on when we got Nebuch to a point where we didn't deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael anymore. So the same situation was by the Emori, now it had been Shilam Avayinim Emori, so if it's Shilam Avayinim Emori, they're going to disappear. The Rabban Shem is going to drive them out, it doesn't need you, because Emes is, we've mentioned before, that for this we need the Ramban in Noach, where Noach gave the klola to Chom, that Canaan is an Eved Avodim. So the Ramban says over there, and because he's an Eved, that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him Eretz Canaan, so that as an Eved, he should prepare Eretz Canaan for the Yidden, that they, when they're ready to come in, they should come to a place with houses and with fields, and everything should be ready for them. It's all prepared, and Masha Kona Eved, Kona Rabbi, and maybe the Yidden can go in. Ein Chuk Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin, what do you need a war for? Everything is that history is developing in the way in which history is supposed to develop. That's what's happening. So the Canaanim got driven out by themselves. Whatever Sibis the Ribbono Shel Olam would have found, the tsunami, something's going to drive them out. And then you're going to go in because it's yours. Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. It's Ein Chuk Tzrichim L'Klei Zayin. That's what's happening. That's the level at which it's happening. Now, who's going to understand that? He's going to understand the Indian of Nismalis Osam. He's going to understand the why the Eretz of the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be given to the children of Avraham, what the Ovos were, at what level they were functioning, who the Yidden were, and they would have understood. History is knocking at our door. It's time that we go to Eretz Yisrael and become what we're supposed to become. But if you're not functioning at that level, then you're not going to hear that. I had this ha'orah. We were talking last week about the Vahi ben Soya, that it's a mafsik ben Puronius le Puronius, and another Ramban, that the first Puronius was Vayisa meha Hashem, Ketineka bereich mi beis ha-sefer. The emes is, it occurred to me that it seems to be a very rough judgment on our poor Yidden. Like, where did Chazal see that Vayisa meha Hashem? So the Ramban says, because it says meha Hashem, so meha Hashem, they didn't want to be anymore in God's mountain. Why? Because that's a place where we keep on getting mitzvahs, and if we're going to stick around longer, we're going to get more mitzvahs. So, Ketineka bereich mi beis ha-sefer. When you look at that pasha in Devarim with which we started today, it sounds like a very, very it's almost an unfair judgment. I can say another reason why Vayisome Hashem. The Emma says, I think that the Welt says it. I don't know whether it's a Medrash or not, I don't know, but that's how I was taught, and I always assumed that the Shoyrish of this limud, that Vayisome Hashem is Ketine Kabarech mit Beis HaSefer. So, the Emma says, it's Lektzich HaShem Sechel. It makes a lot of sense that Chazal knew that when they compared it to what it says by when they left the Kriyas Yamsov. Was steht? Vayasa Moshe es Yisroel mi Yamsov. Vayetzu el Midbash. Vayasa is in the Hifel. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Yidden go away from. He caused them to travel. Here it says Vayisa, they traveled. There it says Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayasa Esam, he caused them to travel. Why did they have to be caused to travel? Why didn't they travel? It was time to travel, so let them travel. The Talmud says there was the Bizas Hayom, and the Bizas Hayom was more than the Bizas Mitzrayim, and the Yidden wanted to have the Bizas Hayom. Yidden, we want, we have so many wants. So they wanted the Bizas Hayom. So the Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, guys, it's time to go. We have to go now. Enough Bezah already. Here, Vayisa, it was so easy for them to travel. And that's the big kitruk, that there, by the Bezah, they needed Vayasa. Over here, by going away from the Hashem, Vayisa, fine, enough, shine, we're ready to go. But it sounds to me that there could be another interpretation. What do I mean? Because the pasuk over here, let's go back to this Devarim section and see how completely different it can be if your ears are primed to listen what's really being said. Let's go again. Hashem Elokeinu Dibbeh Eleinu B'Choy Rev Leimer Rav Lochem Sheves B'Hor Hazeh. Now what does that mean? Rav Lochem Sheves B'Hor Hazeh. Zogt Rashi. Rav Lochem Sheves K'mash K'pshuta. That's what it means. You've been here long enough. V'yesh medrashei agoda. But there are also midrashim which say, harbe gedulo lochem uscha al yeshivaschem bahar hazeh. You've grown so much at this mountain. Asisa mishkan, menoira, v'keilem, kibaltem toira, Menisem lochem sanhedrim, sore alofem, sore meos. Rav lochem sheves b'hor hazeh. You had so much toelos on this mountain. Freg de maral in the Gur Aryeh. Habe gedule lochem, zog der maral v'kosha, im kein ma in yonoi loima acharov, p'nu usu lochem. So how does the logic of the pasuk work? If Rav Lochem means Kipshutai, Rashi's first pshat, it means you've been here long enough, so it's time to go. If you've been here long enough, so it's time to go. So Pnu Usu Lochem follows very logically on the Rav Lochem. But if Rav Lochem means Habe Gedulo, so why should they move now? Zog the Heilige Maral, V'efshe Shekach Pirushai, Ein atem tzrichem le'akev etzel ha-sinai oed le'kabel dova, ki kibaltem dai, ulefichach penu usu. Wow! This is what Moshe Rabbeinu Vashayram was telling the Yidden. You're ready. You've had this long stay now at Ha-Sinai. Maybe if there wouldn't have been an egel, it would have been shorter. And why am I in a hurry, and why am I going to make a kvitas aderech for you now? Because it's shilem ha-moyle. What do you have to schlep around for in Chutz La'aretz? Eretz Yisrael is there waiting for you. It's shilem ha-moyle. You can go there without Kli Zayin. So it's time to go. It's time. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. So, it's time to go. Rav Lochem Sheves B'Hor Hazeh. Aber the more attentive ear could have heard Rav Lochem Sheves B'Hor Hazeh. You've grown so much at this mountain. No, so what am I supposed to conclude from that I've grown so much from this mountain? L'may nafkemine, Pnu Su Lochem, get going. What does it mean, Pnu? How does that follow? Teretz is, you're ready. So if you're ready, you've got to go. You've got so much. There was so much growth over here at the mountain. The emesis, this is a Maimah HaMuska, like parenthetically, when I learned this Rashi, what Rashi counts up over here, the greatness which we had at the mountain. It's very interesting. Habe gedule lochem uscha al yeshivaschem behor hazeh. You have so much scha, asisem mishkan, menoira, vekelem, kibaltem teure. Is that what somebody would say today? You know, you had a lot of great things at this mountain. You built a mishkan, and you made a menoira, and you made other kelem, and you also got the teure, that's something to remember. Yeah. And Menishim Lochem Sanhedrin, Sore Alofem, Sore Meas. I mean, the truth is, if we would be asked, it occurred to me, if I would be asked, like, all right, we got a great lot of Gedullah by Har Sinai, so therefore it's time to go. Come on, you're ready. That's what the Maharal said. Ein atem tzrichem le'akev etzel Har Sinai oed le'kabel doro, ki kibaltem dai. You've got what it takes now, in a ruchniyistic way, you've got what it takes to go to Eretz Yisrael. I would have said some other things. First of all, I think, according to the chinuch, that I don't know, I'm in yeshiva for a long time already. I think that if Rosh Yeshiva would have gotten up and said this drosha to us, I don't know whether he would have first mentioned the kelim of the Mishkan. And only then, almost as an afterthought, kibaltem es ha-teira. Like, what's going on over here? That the choice of things, that what Chazal are doing over here is that they're counting up all the wonderful milas which we got when we were at Har Sinai. And like the Maharal says, so since we have assimilated all those milas within ourselves, it's time to go. I don't have to give you any more. You're spiritually ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So it's so strange, like the things that, I don't know, I haven't seen the Midrashim to blushingly admit that I didn't look into the Midrashim now. But even if there are Midrashim like that, Rashi didn't choose them. The ones that Rashi chose was, that what was it? What is this Gedullah? That Habe Gedullah Lochem Eschal Yeshivaschem Asisem Mishkan Menoiro Vekelem. So many problems over here. Why count the menorah? Isn't the orain more important? And why is Mishkan before kibaltem es ha-teira? Very, very interesting what's going on over here. That the Seder is a Seder which I think is different than we would have thought. That it could be that even at this drash level, the Chazal understood what they needed to hear. Maybe Asisa Mishkan is the pshat is, you don't have to worry anymore about an egel. You don't have to worry anymore that you need something tangible which to relate to. You've got a Mishkan. So that, the chashash of another egel is disappeared. The Mishkan can substitute for that somehow longing within you to have something more tangible. Rabban Shem gave you a Mishkan. This is the right tangibility for you. Why does it mention the menorah, not the oren? I don't know, there must be mehalchem, if somebody could be me'ayin and figure out why dafka these things were mentioned. Well, going back to our thesis over here, but the fact is that they were mentioned. So the fact is that what the Rebbe Nishan was saying is, you're ready. So why do Chazal have to take such a nasty mashmos of Vayisu Mehar Hashem, that they went because Ketineka Bereach Mebeis HaSefer? Maybe they went and they didn't need Vayasa, they didn't need to have to be pried loose from Har Sinai, as they needed to be pried loose from Yamsuf. They didn't need that. Why didn't they need it? They didn't need it because the Rebbeinu Shem said, Kinderloch, you're ready. Come on. It's time to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's time to the Eretz Hashayne Hashem Elokecho Bo Meresh Hashon Achiz Hashon. You're ready. The Tata Avraham, I gave him Lech Lecho Me'atzcho Me'ladetcho. And it's so beautiful over here. It says, Uboyu Harem, or come there, not go there. To Avraham it said, Lech Lecho. Lech Lecho means he'd never been there before. So it's not a question of coming back. What does it say about the Bris Beinam Sarim? Doi Revi Yoshuvu Heino. You already were Kvoish Es HaDerech. You were Lech Lecha. You went there. We are going to be coming back. So the Yidden, if they would have been where they're supposed to be, they would have been longing, oh, we want to get to Eretz Yisrael, we want to get to Eretz Yisrael. They'd heard, at least with tradition, that Yaakov and Yosef, everybody wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is such a miraculous place. That's where we ought to be. That's where we want to be. That is where our mokum is. That is where we belong. And so now Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, said, we're ready. We don't need any more hachonas. And they went full of enthusiasm. They didn't have to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to schlep them out by their beards. Why didn't Chazal say that? It's very, very strange. And Tfakirzer, what did the Ramban say? Behar Hashem? Yeah, Behar Hashem could also have a positive connotation. It can mean, although it's the Har Hashem, it's the where they got all their inspiration from. But by Yisrael, they were ready. The Rabbi Shem himself said they were ready. Kinderlach, you're ready. Go, go, go. Eretz Yisrael is pining for you. It's waiting for you. It wants you to come already. Eretz Yisrael never had to be soivel, these emoirim, for so many years now. It can't wait for this moment. Come on, it's time to go. By Yisrael, Me Hashem. Teretz is that Chazal knew that the Yidden weren't listening. If they would have been listening, they would have heard the boyu reshu esoretz. Why boyu? The Teretz is that if you're listening, so then you hear the einchem tzrichim leklei zayin. The whole story of the Meraglim seems to stress and seems to underline that the poshut didn't hear. There was nobody to talk to. They didn't hear what was being said. They heard the surface things. They heard Boyo Rishua Soret, and they were scared. What did it say? It said, well, it's time to go. Rav Lachem Sheves Bohorazeh, Pnu Su Lachem Voyo Haimari, Haimari, how are we going to fight these people? They'd heard what mighty warriors they are. Kol Shechena Barova, yeah? And Kol Shechena, because it says, Amen Moyev and Edom. They saw nothing but war ahead, nothing but fighting ahead. So they were very, very worried. They were very, very worried. But why didn't they listen beneath the surface? Amon, Moav, and Edom, they weren't going to have to fight for, because they weren't going to get them. So then the Emori, you also won't have to fight for. Everything is laid out. Everything is ready. Nothing is going to be hard. The Teretz is that they weren't listening at that level. They simply weren't listening at that level. And Mimela they didn't hear. And Mimela the tragedy of the Meraglim took place. And Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, what are we going to do? Shlach Lecha Hashem. I'll make a mitzvah out of it. This is whom I have to deal with these Yidden. And since I have to deal with these Yidden, so that's what we're going to do. Go send the Meraglim. No, of course, and then the tragedy came, that they came back already, and well, we know the story. So it's a sad, sad story. But what is Negea to us, I think, which we can give ourselves Musar and think about it a little bit. Those of us who Echweis, I don't know, maybe some of you are holding by such a madrega, and maybe we should think like that. You see that we're getting messages the whole time. Everything that's happening is messages. But you see from this Pasha that even when you get an express message, there is such a thing as listening and hearing the depth of what's being said, or hearing just the surface of what's being said. And I think that what this Pasha is teaching us is that we have to be awake to the to the depths. We have to hear the words beneath the word. You have to hear what's really being said. The bayu is meaningful. It's such a moira de gezach, that if only we would have heard Einchem Tzrichem Leklei Zayin, history would have been so different. But we didn't hear, and so history wasn't different. It's something to think about.